The governor of New York says One World Trade Center in Manhattan will shine in red, white, and blue tonight in a call for national unity following the shootings of police officers in Dallas. Five officers killed, seven others wounded, as well as two civilians. Today, the Congressional Black Caucus is calling for Congress to vote on gun control legislation to expand background checks and prevent people on the terror watch list from being able to buy guns. We're joined by Paul Barrett, who is a senior writer for Bloomberg Businessweek and the author of Glock, The Rise of America's Gun. Paul, welcome back.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
And when you look at what just happened in Dallas, what happened in Minnesota, what happened in Louisiana, even what happened in Orlando less than a month ago, one thing that you can say is they all involve guns. So as one of the experts on guns in America, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that we're seeing one of the side effects of having a society in which there are more than 300 million guns in private hands. When you have a society that is permeated by guns in that fashion, unfortunately, you're going to see a relatively high level of gun violence. Ordinary gun violence is, of course, down over the last several decades. But because it's very, very easy to get your hand on guns, these violent episodes are going to happen.
What do you mean ordinary gun violence?
Well, overall violent crime levels have decreased since the early 1990s. So we actually, on a day-by-day basis, in communities all across the country, live in a safer society than we did in the 70s and 80s. But we do have these high visibility, you know, mass shooting type incidents, and that is attributable in part to the fact that it's very easy to get your hands on firearms.
And in many cases, and I'm thinking of the cases this week in Louisiana and in Minnesota, people may not feel safe without having a gun on them at all times, even if that gun may cause somebody else not to feel safe and to make a decision like was made by these police.
Well, you do have the danger of kind of a cycle of violence and self-confirming fears. I think incidents involving police use of firearms have to be sorted out and dealt with separately and on their own, because I don't think that there's any notion that we want to deny our law enforcement officers the opportunity to carry firearms. What we do need to do is review when the cops pull their gun out and use it, because we are seeing these highly notorious incidents of innocent people being shot by the police.
Today, you had leaders of the Congressional Black Caucus call on Republicans to allow debate on new gun control legislation. Let's listen here to Congressional Black Caucus Representative George Kenneth Butterfield, Jr. from North Carolina. Here he is.
Colleagues, America is weeping. They are angry. They are frustrated. And Congress, and when I say Congress, I mean the Republicans in Congress, are refusing to address gun violence in America that targets black men and black women and Hispanic men and Hispanic women, and yes, even police officers.
Do you think, Paul Barrett, that there's any chance of action on gun control now if it wasn't enough after Orlando?
I think that there is little to no chance of action on any substantial restrictions on firearms. It would not actually be much of a restriction on firearms if, for example, the no-fly list were used as an obstacle to people getting firearms. So I think it's very unlikely what we're going to see at the national level any type of substantive, important gun control legislation.
Just because you can always point to an individual situation and say, well, that legislation wouldn't have stopped that crime, so therefore we shouldn't have anything new.
Well, the NRA frequently makes that argument, and I'm personally not arguing against additional gun control steps at the federal level. I mean, I think it would make all the sense in the world for background checks to be comprehensive, for example, and you know, if we've got a reliable list of people who are being kept off airplanes, I have no problem preventing them from obtaining firearms either. But I'm not an elected member of Congress, and I think seeing those things approved by Congress, that's a long shot.
So is there anything, though, as somebody who knows all about guns, gun control legislation, gun violence, is there anything that could be done that actually would stop these kinds of incidents from happening so regularly?
Well, I don't think you're going to stop an incident where, for example, the situation in Dallas, where it appears that a group of people plan and plot an attack on the police. I mean, that's criminal activity that is already completely illegal and forbidden. So passing a new law is not going to stop those people from doing what they're doing. On the other hand, I want to point out that federal gun control legislation is not the only option. Governor Jerry Brown in California just signed a whole package of fairly substantial gun control measures that apply only in California. Now, I don't know, you know, exactly how that's going to affect crime levels, if at all, but it does show that at the state level, it is possible to make progress that is not possible at the federal level.
Do you expect gun sales to spike after this situation in Dallas the way that they have after previous gun violence?
Yeah. That is the pattern, and it would not surprise me if in the coming weeks there are strong gun sales.
That's Paul Barrett, a senior writer for Bloomberg Businessweek and author of the book Glock, The Rise of America's Gun. Paul, thanks so much.
My pleasure.